Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks. Welcome into Compute This. I do this every week. I tell you what, you know, I know what I'm doing. Ah, blah, blah, blah. Welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. If you'd like to join us on the program, you're going to want these numbers today because we're going to do something a little different and a little fun today. But to join us on the program, 402-558-1110 is the local number here. If you are outside the metro area, you can join us at 888-250-2091. And of course, when you call in, what we normally do is we will, you know, give away a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate, good for anything your heart desires in the service center. But today, we are not going to do that. We are not going to give away a $25 gift certificate today. Because instead, we're going to give everybody who calls the program today and does a specific thing, don't call yet, and does a specific thing that I haven't said yet. You don't want to call in and I'll be like, okay, now you have to do like a song and dance like a chicken or something. And you're like, I don't want to do that. But everybody who calls in today is going to win a free T-shirt. We have some special T-shirts that we had made as giveaway T-shirts for the shop because people have asked, can we buy the Schrock uniforms? And, you know, I don't know. It's like, it's kind of funny because my guys are like, I have to wear these, you know, and then customers are like, I want to wear those. And it kind of makes the guys feel good. But so the funny thing is that the number one way to get people to like something that, you know, that they otherwise wouldn't have liked is to tell them they can't have it. So we got this giant load of T-shirts in and the guys get them in and they say, oh, wow, look at this. These are new shirts, new uniform shirts. And, OK, that's cool. And I'm like, oh, no, you can't wear. They're not uniform shirts. You can't wear them. What do you mean I can't wear them? Well, they're not Schrock colors. We, you know, just like, for example, UPS doesn't, you know, when you quit UPS, I've heard rumors you have to turn in your brown socks. I mean, it's like they don't want anyone out there masquerading as a UPS driver. You could see how that would get weird, right? Well, now, of course, you know, strange guy in a white serial killer van pulls up outside your house and drops off your packages this time of year, and it's completely normal. You know, you want some candy? You know, he just gives you the package. Thank you. So, you know, we don't want people walking around in what appears to be Schrock uniforms, you know. So these shirts are not Schrock colors. They're different colors than what our guys would wear in the shop. But the design is completely new, completely unique. The lovely Kimberly designed it herself. It's a 25th anniversary design. And we told the guys, no, you cannot wear them. No, you can't. And now, of course, everyone is really, really upset that they can't wear these wonderful shirts and everybody wants one. And I said, well, every employee can take one shirt home to wear, you know, in their leisure downtime. And you see, the thing is, everyone kind of laughs because it's like your leisure downtime. Like you want to dress in a work shirt while you're at home, right? But these work shirts, like when you get a giveaway T-shirt, right? The first sample that we got from the T-shirt company was that, you know what I'm talking about, that 100% cotton Gildan scratch your skin off shirt that you can buy at Hobby Lobby for $3. It was that shirt with a print on it. And I was like, if I wouldn't wear it myself, I'm not going to give it to a customer, especially if a customer comes in and, you know, buys a holiday special. We're like, here, have a free T-shirt. And we give them like a $3 shirt. Here you go. Don't say I never gave you nothing. Yeah, it's not cool, right? So I sit down and I'm like, we at least need like a dual blend, like a cotton poly blend. And then the lovely Kimberly gets involved and she says, smack, what are you talking about, cotton poly blend? Get out of here. You don't know what you're doing. We need a tri-blend shirt, you see, and it needs to be this, this, this. And this is where the design, I mean, literally she gets involved and all of a sudden it's like the T-shirt company guy's like, well, we can only give you 300 then. And she was like, well, you'll give me as many as you can then, I guess, won't you? I'm not going to compromise the design because you can't give me 500 shirts. We only can get 300 because they're a better shirt. The end result, though, is a shirt that my employees all took one home to wear in their leisure downtime because it is a really flipping comfortable T-shirt. So anyway, if I was a T-shirt salesman, I'd be rolling in the dough right now, but I'm not. I'm a radio guy doing a computer show. But T-shirts, what do you have to do to win a T-shirt today? We'll get to that in a second. Last week on the program, we talked about the holiday special laptop and availability. I have some updates for you. It's been nothing. This is why we can't have nice things. And I'll tell you all about what's going on there here on the program. We told you it's okay to leave that name drop feature enabled on your kids' iPhones. So the new feature that came out with iOS 17 that allows them to just bump phones together to exchange contact info. Some law enforcement agencies put out alerts saying, you know, this is a risk, or, you know, bad guys can bump up against your teenager and steal their contact information. We went through the details. It doesn't quite work that way. There's a little bit more involved than that. And it, long story short, it's safe to leave that enabled. You don't have to make a point of disabling that on your kid's phone. There was a major patch for Google Chrome last week. If you have Secure Updater, you've already got it. You're good to go. You had it last week, actually. If you have not patched and updated your Chrome yet, you might want to do that. It's a pretty big deal. And also, we did a little quick update because I know there are some people in the audience that want to hear about it because they have some. And there are some people in the audience that want to hear about it because they think it's weird and interesting. And there are some people in the audience who really just could care less. So we talked a little bit about Bitcoin, but we made it very brief. I put it all the way at the end of the show. So it was like, in case we have time, we'll cover it. And if not, it'll be up against the music and then, you know, it won't go on forever. So coming up today, guys, a quick update on the holiday special laptops again. You see, we buy 150 of them. We're contracted to get them. We don't get all 150 at one time, you see. It takes time for them to be manufactured. And as a result, they ship in over time, which works for us. We have a 1,500-square-foot warehouse that doubles as a service center. You've seen the pictures on Facebook of when we get shipments of things in. And, you know, just the last few days, we've had some more shipments come in, and you can see it. It literally looks like a warehouse of stacked boxes, unsafely stacked boxes in some cases. It's like an OSHA violation waiting to happen. We don't get everything all at once, so that ships in over time. So we're tracking our laptop shipments. So we're building as fast as we can. We're working 18 hours a day right now building computers to try to get as many of them out the door before the end of the year as we can. And it turns out one of our shipments of 20 holiday special laptops, the unibodies, because they don't come to us built. Like, we get an Asus body and they're like, oh yeah, here's this great laptop. And then we saddled it with some junk RAM and a junk hard drive. And, you know, we pull those parts out. We replace them with super high end parts like Gen 4 parts and the higher speed memory. And then all of a sudden they work like a holiday special. It's amazing. There's a change of a few parts can do. Well, 20 of them have been lost in transport, apparently. We are not going to get them. They were supposed to have arrived a week or two ago. How did we notice? Well, a lot of things coming and going right now, but we noticed that we're behind on building laptops, and I'm kind of getting on my guys. Why are we so behind? And they're like, well, it'd be helpful if we had them. I'm like, what? Well, yeah, we have like 8, and, you know, we're supposed to have like 28. Where are the rest of these? We start tracking the shipments, and we find out, oopsie. So we go out to our suppliers and say, listen, 20 are gone. You know, what are we going to do about this? And they say, well, good news is we can send you 18 more, but that's literally all that exists. We have literally bought all of the unibodies that the company Asus has made worldwide. We have them all. So with that said, they're on the way, and we're building like madmen to get them. That translates to less than 6 holiday special laptops remaining for purchase. I think we sold one overnight, so I think the count right now is actually 5. Desktops, a little bit better shape there. We have about 20-ish left, so 20, 25, something like that left. So there's, you know, no need to hurry up and order for the desktop. But if you were looking for a holiday special laptop for Christmas, if you've been considering it, if you've been procrastinating it, your procrastination time is nearly over here. It's time to get off the pot, if you know what my dad would have said, and move on with the purchase decision here. Yay or nay, right? We have lots of great laptops. You don't have to get a holiday special. The Gallant laptop has been incredibly popular this holiday season, the Intrepid laptop as well. We're even selling Resolutes, and Resolutes are the ones we try not to sell. So, I mean, why? Well, they're good for a very specific subset of people, people who don't do much with their computer. When I say don't do much, I'm saying they might load their AOL desktop gold to check their email. And that's about it. They don't do anything else. There isn't no quilting going on. There is no genealogy happening. There is no internet searching happening. There is no, you know, social media happening. Those people don't need to spend $800 on a laptop. They can get away with a $600 laptop. Most people can't. Most people wish they could, and they try, but we don't want them to be upset later when they find out you know, they tried and they failed, and you know, we don't like failure, so we want to be successful. So you know, lots of great laptops there. If the holiday special sell out, you can always look at those. But for the most part, if you're going to move on those, it's time to get moving on that. Reviews of the holiday special have been absolutely stunning. Every time we post on Facebook, we get posts back from customers who have received their holiday special laptops, and they're literally like, "This is amazing. This is like the best screen I've ever seen. It's a 2.8K screen in a laptop." So it's more, almost halfway, or a little over halfway, to a 4K screen on a laptop. It's just a phenomenal piece of hardware this year, which is why it's so popular. We also get a post every time somebody gives us a compliment on it. We have another message from somebody saying, "Well, wish I had mine," because we're still building them. And so we are building them still, guys. We're moving as fast as we can. My son Jacob actually is going to be going into the service center early this morning to pop his earbuds in and go to work, and you know, with no interruptions, no phones, no people coming in, no other employees in the shop, and just get started building and rocking some computers out to make sure we get things moving. So we're literally pulling out all the punches to make sure we get these done for you. I do have a question for you, and as you call in to win a free T-shirt, you can also give me your opinion on this. Our next PC special that we do, and you know, this is the nature of the beast, guys. You guys are thinking holiday special. I'm thinking ultimate upgrade in the spring. What are we going to do for the ultimate upgrade? Last week, we had a lot of conversation. A lot of people had a side chat on our Facebook page, where we're broadcasting live right now, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, about mini ITX computers, those little small computers that you get that – they're literally like a square foot. I mean, I'm looking at one on the desk in front of me. It's, you know, maybe 8 inches by 12 inches and 2 inches tall. And it does everything a regular computer can do, but it's just really, really small on the desk. It's a small footprint. We can build those. They're a little bit more expensive to build than a standard computer. So the standard computer is a little more profitable for us. But my question for you is, if you had a choice for the ultimate upgrade between a little itty bitty thing on the desk and a, you know, a smaller tower, kind of like not as big as our normal tower, but, you know, think like a 14-inch tall tower kind of thing that sits on the desk. Which would you rather have? Now, both of them can be modular because we can change the parts out in both of them. Obviously, you know, you can't add drives and devices and things that aren't USB to a tiny little box on the desk. You have to add USB drives and stuff, but that's kind of the way everything's going anyway. So I'd just be curious to hear your opinions on that. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. We're going to take a break here, but before we go, I'm going to tell you how you can call in and win a free T-shirt today. Now, normally, people think they're going to call into the program. And they're gonna say something nice, right, to increase their odds of winning a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Not understanding, it's a completely random drawing. Like, you can call up and tell me I'm a son of a biscuit and you hate my guts, and you have the same chance of winning as the person who calls in and says, you know, I love your company, I love you. You know, sometimes I just sleep in my car outside your shop in the parking lot to look at your sign. I mean, it's just, you could be that person, it doesn't matter. Either way, you know, you have the equal chance of winning. Everybody likes to hear people who are happy. Everybody likes to hear success stuff. This time of year, though, guys, and I don't know if you guys do this in personal lives and stuff, you start to think about the year that's gone by. You start to think about what you did right, what you did wrong, things that were good, things that were bad. And you kind of look toward the next year and what you want to do. And one of the things that the lovely Kimberly and I do every year is we kind of have a personal theme for the year, like something that we want to be aware of in the year, for example. You know, 1 year it was forgiveness, for example. Let's just try to be extra forgiving this year. And it's kind of it's not a defined thing. Like, I'm going to be forgiveful, like forgiveful, not forgetful, you know, 4 times a month. You know, it's not like that. You know, it's just, you know, integrated into your daily life kind of thing. And we do the same thing for the company at Schrock as well. And our theme for next year is going to be surpassing expectations. So not meeting expectations, but surpassing expectations. Because as we discussed in the last couple aftershocks, that's what's missing in the service industry right now. Everybody meets expectations exactly, but expectations are so low right now for service that, you know, you pretty much could spit in someone's drink and meet their expectations at this point. We want to exceed expectations. So in order to exceed expectations, you have to have a plan, right? You have to know what you're going to do. So what I'd like to do today is something that we've never done before, and I may regret doing it. I don't know. But we're going to give everybody a T-shirt who calls in and tells us one thing that we could do better at Schrock. You can tell us things we're doing good too. You can make it an Oreo cookie. You know what I mean? Like you do in a performance review where they hit you with something that's like, you know, you could work a little harder. But when you do work hard, you're the most productive employee in this company and you have a lot of potential to really go a long ways here. If you could be on time as well, that would be helpful. You have a bad thing, a little goodness in the middle and more bad thing at the end. If you want to wrap it up, you can wrap it up, or you can just come right out and say, you know what, here's something you could do better. But I'm serious. I'd like to know what we can do better in order to exceed expectations so that when I get everybody together for the Christmas party on the 19th, we're having the Schrock Christmas party, where we're going out to dinner downtown at Jay Gilbert, actually. We have the whole dining room reserved. So we're going to be closing a little early on Tuesday the 19th. There's not, signs are on the door about it. But yeah, don't plan on coming in, you know, late afternoon or evening on the 19th of December because we won't be there. But I want to talk with my people at that dinner about exceeding expectations and setting the stage for next year. And I'd like your help in doing that. So give us a call, 402-558-1110. 888-250-2091. We'll ask you for your name. We'll ask you for your phone number so we can call you back later and get your address if you want us to, you know, mail the shirt or deliver it. And then we'll ask you for your shirt size. And so that way we know what size to get you. And so you can get a free T-shirt, unique Schrock design, never before seen. All you have to do is call and tell us what we can do better next year. You could say, Thor, you do a pretty decent job at this, but I think you could do better. For example, one of the things we could do better with is communicating. We can always communicate better. We know that. But give me a specific example of what we need to communicate better about. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for. Going to take a quick break here, guys. When we come back, we're going to start taking calls about what we can do better at Schrock Innovations coming up next on Compute This.
Everyone has experienced some form of data loss or knows someone who has. It's unfortunate, but sometimes the technology we rely on simply fails. And the last question you want to hear at that time is, you have a backup, right? When your hard drive, memory card, backup drive, or flash drive fails you, turn to the data recovery experts at Schrock Innovations to get those pictures, songs, and memories back. You know, not all data recovery companies are the same. Having the right tools and knowledge to get the job done right on the first attempt makes all the difference between a successful recovery and the permanent loss of your important data. Sometimes you only get one shot at a successful recovery. That's why Schrock has invested in top-of-the-line recovery imagers, a Class 100 clean environment, over 10,000 donor components, and a staff of recovery engineers that are the best in the business. Schrock has a 96% recovery rate getting data back from failed devices. When the unthinkable happens and you need your data back, turn to the experts at Schrock Innovations for professional, affordable data recovery services.
Today's fragile computers need maintenance more than ever. Your computer needs a maintenance checkup every 6 months to last beyond its 18-month expected lifespan.
Laptops are subjected to some of the most stressful computing situations imaginable. They get dropped, stepped on, slapped shut, and pushed until the battery dies sometimes. Your laptop works hard for you, so when it has a problem, take it to the laptop experts at Schrock Innovations. Schrock has 4 convenient service centers in Nebraska and Iowa, with more than 100 total bench spots to get your technology up and running again. Schrock has the largest supply of replacement components in stock, and we fix more laptops than any other nearby repair center. Why wait weeks to get your computer fixed when Schrock can diagnose the problem, provide you with a friendly and accurate estimate, and fix it usually in 2 days or less? Remember, if you have never been into our service, customers get their first hour of labor free. So the next time your laptop screen gets cracked, the keys pop off your keyboard, or your 2-year-old decides a glass of milk is exactly what your laptop needs to cool off, take it to Schrock and let your local laptop repair experts get it back in top shape again.
All righty, guys, welcome back in. Thanks for hanging with us through the break there. My name's Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. 4 locations to help you out this holiday season and beyond with your computer needs, as well as, you know, support needs, technology, phones, tablets. We do it all at Schrock. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091 are the numbers to join the program today. The original Schrock Innovations is located just south of 15th and Pine Lake Road in Lincoln. in Omaha. We're at 168th and Burke Street, just across the street from the Village Point Mall, where the rent is slightly cheaper. In Papillion, 84th and Highway 370, right across the street from the brand new jail. It's pretty convenient. And then, of course, in West Des Moines, Iowa, we're at 9500 University Avenue, right on the border between West Des Moines and Waukee. So fun stuff there, guys. Appreciate you listening and appreciate your business. Thank you for coming in and supporting us and our staff in the service centers. I don't know if this is a good thing or not. The phone banks are like locking up with people who all have suggestions of things we can do better. I'm a little nervous, guys. I have to tell you, I was writing the plan for the show today, and I thought, I want to give away some shirts. It's Christmas. I want to give stuff away. But what can I do? And I was like, well, you know, I do want to have suggestions about what we can do better. And then I'm like, this could go terribly sideways. this could be really bad. But no, I'm going to accept it as constructive criticism and move forward. Also, over your listening right now at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations in Schrockville, we got a audio feed was fixed. For those of you last week, you couldn't hear the callers last week. There was something weird with the audio. Of all the stupid things, I have a little USB hub that plugs into my laptop, and there's a microphone USB adapter that plugs into that. One of the USB ports on my hub has failed, and that was the problem last week. One bad USB port. It just goes to show you guys, everybody has tech problems. You just have to have people on your team that know how to solve them so that you can get everything working. And imagine if we had to do the show today and you guys couldn't hear the callers. That would be kind of rough, right? What can you do better? Radio silence. Thanks. Appreciate it, Tim. Have a great day. You know, see you later. All right, 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Let's jump into those phones real quick. Brett, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us this morning. What can we do better at Schrock Innovations?
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for the shirt. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I'm kind of the strengths finder kind of guy, so it's not that you need to work on something you're bad at, but always do more of what you're good at. And that's I'm a low acuity computer guy, and I love listening to your show. And just a little more on why your organization, and you know, as compared to the big box store, and just getting something out of a, you know, and going from there. So I always learn something from you, and just a little more definition as to what you offer and why that's the difference.
Ah, so you would like us to stress our competitive advantages more frequently?
Yes. Yes.
You know,
it always makes sense when I'm listening, and then I go on, and I haven't made a change, but I'm intrigued every time I listen to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Brett, and I appreciate you wrapping wrapping it in a beautiful Oreo cookie for me. That was a
You're
double
good.
Stuff.
Thank
that was
you
a good
Merry
one.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Brett. Thank you for calling in, and I'll make sure we get that down here. Stress competitive advantages more frequently. All right. Got it. All right, let's go moving on to Julie. Julie, welcome to the program. What can we do better at Schrock Innovations?
Well, I'm a Mac user,
okay,
and always have been. So I get a bit confused listening to you. I've listened for about 3 years now, and maybe you could explain some things as far as how to use them on a Mac.
Okay, so do more Mac-related. Oh, absolutely, Mac-related content. You know, and once in a while, you know, we tend to stress the updates, probably the OS updates more frequently than anything else. There are articles that you know, I come across that are, you know, this feature on a Mac, that feature on a Mac, you know, times to purchase Apple products and the Apple products you should avoid purchasing because there's like a new one coming out really soon. So there are some things that we could do that would apply universally. The belief that I've had in the past, though, is that while there are Mac listeners in the audience, they're not the majority of the audience. So I try to not stress those things so exclusively, but, you know, maybe I need to do more Mac. So what I will do is I'll write down in here, do more Mac-related content, because there's definitely things that that apply to Mac users that also apply to PC users. For example, the need for antivirus. We still find that Apple users have the mistaken belief, a lot of them do, that you just don't need antivirus if you have a Mac, because they're impervious to viruses, and nothing could be further from the truth. Not even iPhones are impervious anymore. So I can definitely make sure we get more of that Mac-related content in the program, as well as into the Aftershock as well. Thank you. That's a That's a great suggestion, Julie. I appreciate you joining us on the show, and we'll get a hold of you to get that T-shirt into your hand so that maybe you can wear it on Christmas Day or something. You know, family pictures. You know, if you put your whole family in the Schrock shirt and, you know, send us the Christmas picture, that would be amazing. You don't have to. Just a suggestion. 402-558-1110, number to join us on the program. Gene, welcome to the show. What can we do better on Compute This?
Good morning. This is very, very simple. And every time I deal with this, I think, surely there's a reason they don't do this. And here it is. I wish you had an elbow-operated, activated door opener. When I wrestle my computer in, and if somebody's available, they help me. But quite often, you're so busy. It's just a real... It's an effort for me.
Which location do you go to typically?
Village Point.
Okay. So we do have an automatic opener on our Lincoln Service Center, and we do have one on the Des Moines Service Center. We do not have one in Papillion, and we do not have one in Omaha. So it's one of those, we could definitely have those installed in Omaha. What we've noticed, when we do install them, number one, they're a maintenance nightmare. Like, I don't know if anybody else has ever had like a door opener before, but like when the temperature changes, the door kind of, expands or shrinks a little and it opens different. And if there's any tension, and the other thing is when you put a door opener on, if you manually pull the door, it adds about 5 or 6 pounds of torque that you have to pull on the door handle. So some people will walk up to the door and pull on the handle, especially, the more elderly people will pull on the handle and the door won't immediately move. So they think it's locked. And so they just leave. So we stopped putting them on the door. But, one of the things that we can do, it's been probably a decade since we've looked into door opener technology. And, there have been breakthroughs in everything else. Maybe there has been a breakthrough in door actuator technology that allows it to open more smoothly. But, that is a great suggestion. So door opener in Omaha, OSC, and Papillion, PSC. Got it.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate you giving us a call and letting us know what we can do better over at Schrock. This is good stuff, guys. This is going really well. This could have really gone sideways today. So I'm very happy with how this is going. But we're going to take a quick break here. So you got a little bit of time and a couple phone lines that are open. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. You want to get your thoughts together. You have a couple minutes here during the break. When we come back, we're going to take more of your calls. But also, there's a lot of talk going on about generative AI, like ChatGPT, taking people's jobs, right? Have you seen? I mean, even Hy-Vee is using AI now, and it doesn't work that well. But even they're using it. If you scan your groceries at the self-checkout and the camera detects your hands pass by the scanner but no beep is registered, it will stop you, show you the video of what you passed over the scanner that didn't beep, and make you go back and beep it. So trying to reduce shrinkage at the self-checkout. So even Hy-Vee is using generative AI. But what you really should be worried about are the robots. They're already taking your jobs. Generative AI may take your job in the future, but robots are taking jobs right now. We're going to tell you about it coming up next on Compute This.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X antivirus backed by Schrock's virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock's custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Schrock Innovations can't teleport technicians to you, but online help is only a click away with the Schrock Desk. Subscribe today and get unlimited help whenever you need it.
You know your computer needs modern antivirus, and you know using a VPN helps protect your identity online. But did you know that all of that protection could be useless if you're running outdated programs? We all run common free software like Adobe Reader, Dropbox, Firefox, and Chrome. Every day, there are critical security updates for these common programs that don't get automatically installed for up to 2 weeks. That's an eternity in today's world. That's why Schrock created Secure Updater. Secure Updater checks for and installs these critical updates every 8 hours, boosting your antivirus by closing off attack vectors before they can be used to penetrate your computer. Go to SecureUpdater.com and try it for free. We are so confident in our product, we don't even ask for a credit card to start the trial. Go to SecureUpdater.com today and start your 14-day trial and enjoy having the peace of mind that your software is being updated quickly and safely. You will be shocked at the number of programs that are out of date on your PC right now. Get your 14-day free trial at SecureUpdater.com.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back into the show. Appreciate you joining us today on Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, 402. Why can't I remember? 558-1110. I was like, not my phone number, not my mom's phone number, not my son's phone number, not Kim's phone number. Literally, I just blanked out for a second on the phone number there. It was the music. I was thinking Christmas. So good. I was thinking that, you know, today after the program, this is the final aftershock of the year. So, like, this is it, guys. One more aftershock this year. And then, you know, after that, I want to put, you can look forward to, in 2 weeks, we have the Thor Stradamus episode, where Thor Stradamus actually meets with me next week. And we'll share the prophecies the predictions he has for the coming year, for 2024. Now, because we always hold him accountable, we will go over the 2023 predictions as well that he made last year for the year 2023, and we'll see if they came true. So that way, right now, historically, Thor Stradamus is 100% accurate. He has never been wrong, which is why I listen to what he says. And sometimes it's a little cryptic, and you got to interpret it a little bit, but for the most part, it's pretty straightforward stuff. And so that's coming up. So we had a couple more shows, two more shows for the year, but today will be the last aftershock of the year. So make sure you stay tuned for that at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. So generative AI, everyone's concerned. You know, there's the camp that says this is so great, it's going to make us so much more efficient. We'll only work 20 hours a week. You know, they said the same thing about the computer. They said the same thing about, you know, I don't know, the car. You know, every major technological advantage is going to allow us to have a life of luxury and leisure, and you know, we won't have to work nearly as hard. But what ends up happening is we take the gain in productivity and we say, well, if it's good for 20 hours a week, imagine how much more productive we would be if we were at 40 hours a week. So we do. And so we get a lot more done, a lot more productivity in the same amount of time. So a lot of people are concerned that generative AI, artificial intelligence, is going to displace workers. And you see it happening at McDonald's, for example, already. The AI that runs the ordering and speaker system is absolutely phenomenal. And McDonald's just signed a partnership with Google to use their AI product to further automate their store operations. So you go on the app. My daughter loves chicken. My special needs little girl, she loves chicken nuggets from McDonald's. Sometimes she doesn't want to eat anything. You get her chicken nuggets and she'll eat chicken nuggets. So you go to, and you know, chicken nuggets are stupid expensive. A 10-piece nugget is like $7 now. I mean, it's ridiculous. But if you go to the McDonald's app, you can get it for 40% off. So it's like $4 after tax for a 10-piece nugget. I mean, those are like, that's like high school prices from when I was in high school. That's pretty good stuff. And then you get up to the speaker and you have a code, and the robot lady says, do you have a code? And you say, you know, K724. And then your order just appears on the board. Is there anything you want to change? No, thank you. And I don't know why you still say thank you, even though it's a computer, but we just do. People, there was a study on it. People are actually really polite to the computers, just in case they take over someday. And then you pull up to the window and they hand you the receipt because you paid through the app. You don't have to stop at the pay window, and you go right to the window, pick up your food and go. So already it's taking over some jobs. But what you don't realize, you know, when we were looking at what we could do at Schrock in 2024 to help improve service, we already had one caller say, you know, you guys are often so busy, you can't come open the door for us like you used to all the time. Well, what if, you know, we can automate some of that stuff with robots? And I thought we could have a robot that would, for example, when a customer finishes checking in their computer, we put it on the robot and the robot could take it back to the tech area where the guys could unload it and put it, so we don't have to send our front desk into the back room every time. Or if a customer brings in recycles, we could put them on the robot, send the robot back to the recycle area where it could be unloaded by one of the technicians. And it just saves time, basically. These robots used to be, last year, they were like $20,000, $40,000 a robot, something crazy. But so many restaurants are using them now to replace waiters. Denny's is using these things to replace waiters. They're basically what they come out to now is about, it saves each restaurant, each waiter, robot waiter saves $4 an hour
in wages and taxes to the restaurant over having a human employee there. And if you're talking about somebody who just jockey food to a table or jockey plates away from a table, that, you know, your busboy doesn't carry the tub anymore. The robot follows him out. He loads up the robot, and then the robot takes it back to the kitchen. Robot number two comes out, takes it back to the kitchen. I mean, it's pretty impressive stuff. So the thing I think a lot of people are underestimating is what's going to happen when generative AI is paired with robotics, when you have a robot that can choose what table to go bus as opposed to being told what table to go bus. I think that's going to be the big difference when everything changes a little bit. But keep an eye on that in the next year. Maybe I'll see if Thor Stradamus has any predictions about robotics and things like that. I mean, maybe he'll have something to say about it, or, you know, maybe not. I don't know. But when I talk with him, I'll make sure I bring it up. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us locally. If you're outside the metro area, 888-250-2091. Patricia, thanks for hanging on the line there. I appreciate you staying through the break with us. What can we do better at Schrock Innovations?
Well, first of all, I want to present this in the way that the Oreo ought to be thought of.
Okay.
Oreo should not be negative, positive, negative.
Oh, that's true.
It's supposed to be positive, negative, positive.
Yeah, you want to end on a positive, don't you?
Yeah, right. And so, you know, when you're giving suggestions to your employees, that's a good way to end on a nice positive note for them, or a customer best last impression. And then I just wanted to say, you have such good, thorough explanations and clear explanations for us, and you don't talk down to us. And so that's really a good thing. And one thing also, I don't think this artificial robot stuff is the greatest, because they have consumed every possible bad thing. They've read all the books of, you know, Hitler's and Stalin's, and it's all mixed up, and they have no morality. And they could very well, they know all the way to connive and deceive people because they've consumed it all, and then they can use that and have no qualms about it whatsoever.
Well, that's why Biden passed an executive order to make sure that all new future AI is woke.
Well, you know,
then it'll have morality, right?
They need to be nice, like you human Mr. Schrock are, and so that would be if you could, you know, just feed them good information and good morals, and you know, not just the whole entire sludge heap from planet Earth.
There's like a whole other industry popping up here. It's like, you know, that's like child rearing, but for robots. You know, to raise your robot properly to be a good adult robot.
Yeah, and also one thing, and then rather than saying, you know, having your employees say no problem, because it's like, what? You were thinking I'm going to be a problem to you? I didn't say there was a problem, did I? And then it kind of is like problem. It's like that's a negative word. The way to do it is when you're finished, you know, with your interaction with the customer at the very end, you can say, you know, thanks for choosing Schrock, or thanks for bringing this to our attention, or, you know, glad I could help, as opposed to no problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the call that we do ask a question very similar to like, is there anything else I can do to help you right now? And I suppose one of the guys could be saying, you know, do you have any other problems you want me to look at while I'm connected?
Well, you know, because, I mean, no problem is kind of like a very common saying these days, as opposed to the ultimate is the opposite of that is my pleasure. But, you know, I mean, nobody wants to lower themselves to say that. So, but, well, I mean, at least you could say, I'm glad I could help you, you know, or something like that, or have a great day, as opposed to no problem.
All right.
So I want you to have a great day, Mr. Schrock.
Well, thank you. And I want you to have a Merry Christmas, Patricia. Thank you for your call
today. Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you joining us. And I've got you down here as number four. Don't use the word problem when talking to a customer, like any other problems I can help with. That's a good one. I can give that one straight to my employees. Gary, welcome to the show. What can we do better at Schrock Innovations?
My suggestion would be to maybe 1 or 2 days a week have earlier office hours.
Okay.
For the early birds. Seems like when I have a computer problem, it's when I'm first at it in the morning. And, of course, then I have to wait around. for your service center to open up. And it would be, you know, it's just, it seems like you've got fairly late office hours.
Yeah, we have those banker's hours for sure.
Yeah, I hear you.
So what is early? What is earlier to you? What time do you? Well, I mean, you don't say like 4 a.m., of course, but I mean,
No. I'm at like 8 to 8. But you get, of course, you guys are open late, too.
Right. We are open until 8 in the evening. So, you know, and we want to make sure we have time for people to drop things off as well as pick things up. And that's why we're open those later hours. And that's why we opened on Sunday, too, because we used to be closed on Sundays like Chick-fil-A. But then, you know, it got to the point where, you know, the pickups and the drop. We said, let's just be open Sunday for 5 hours for pickups and drop-offs. And now it's become like a whole thing where, you know, we're getting to the point where we're going to have to staff up to 2 people on per shop on Sundays because it just gets too busy.
Yeah.
All right. So early office hours for people who start earlier than 10 a.m. Got it, Gary. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate you joining us, and I appreciate your suggestion here. Merry Christmas, and we'll get you a T-shirt headed your way as well. Kay, welcome to the program. What can we do better over at Schrock Innovations?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My suggestion is that you do a better job on notifying your customers when the subscriptions are expiring.
Uh-huh.
We have 2 of your computers and all of your subscriptions, and I don't get notification very often, and then I have to look them up to see, is it time to renew that? So.
Yeah, no, and I understand what you're saying. It is something that's on our radar. Let me give you some background on what's going on with why we haven't automated those notifications entirely. When we switched to Sophos originally, we used to have Symantec Endpoint before they sold that off to Broadcom and they made it into something scary, and we moved to Sophos. When we were first installing Sophos on customers' computers, there is a variable flag that, during the installation process, that allows us to name your installation. And that name is formatted in a specific way with your Schrock tag number for your asset, for your computer, so that we can link your subscription to your asset. And then that way it shows up in your Schrock account as a subscription on the correct computer. And if we cancel your subscription, it, of course, cancels it for the correct computer, which is all great. Because if we turn off your Sophos, it doesn't pop up and say, your protection is gone. Sophos will continue to run on your computer as a program doing absolutely nothing once we kill your subscription. So that's why we tell customers, if you're going to end your Sophos subscription, please let us know. We'll connect with your computer and uninstall it for you. So that way you don't have to things soaking up memory that you're not using anymore. But anyway, when we initially did that, there was a glitch in the naming function. So the Sophos software works great, but the system can't associate the software, your installation, to your asset. So we know you have a subscription for 2 computers, for example, but we may not know which one is which. And we can manually check that. So tell us, we can look on the Schrock desk and see the name of your computer. We can match that to the name in Sophos. And then we say, okay, we know this is the one to cancel. So when we need to figure it out, a human being can figure it out, but there isn't an automated way to figure it out. So we can send out alerts on specific assets. So we have a big plan for next year. We have about 2,000 assets that we need to correct. And to correct them, unfortunately, we have to uninstall and reinstall the Sophos on your computer. And so we're going to be doing Schrock desk calls, complimentary Schrock desk calls, where we call you up and set an appointment and fix this so that you're named properly. It doesn't impact your protection at all. It just allows these automated things to be sent out. And then we can start to send automated alerts to customers about expiring subscriptions, or more importantly, credit cards that are expiring, to fund your subscriptions. Because that's the big reason a lot of people's protection lapses is they don't get the robocalls. They're on the do not call registry, or they don't listen to the messages that we leave. We can't get a hold of them, and their credit card is expired. And then after 60 days, we just have to kill your subscription. I mean, we give you a grace period where we keep trying to get a hold of you, but we got to end it. But definitely, I can 100% agree with you that we need to do a better job notifying customers when subscriptions are expiring. Thank you for the call. Merry Christmas. I appreciate it. And we will go ahead and implement that suggestion. I guarantee we're going to implement that suggestion next year at Schrock Innovations. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. 888-250-2091. Z-Dog on Facebook says, can't get through on the phone. Yeah, they are pretty full right now. But I would recommend better training for your employees on Sophos at your Omaha location at least. When I set it up a year ago, the gentleman admitted he didn't know much about it, and later I had to call your Iowa store. That's when I changed phones a couple months ago and stopped in the same store to switch it over later that week. I had to call Iowa again because it wasn't set up correctly and it wasn't protecting my phone. It was all taken care of, but it seemed the Omaha store needs some training. Yet we did have some new employees about that time, Z-Dog, in Omaha that probably, especially if you called them on a weekend, that's where a lot of the newer employees get stuck working those weekend shifts. But the reason you had to call Iowa is that's where our Sophos administrator is. That's where the guy that does our Sophos entirely is at. And so now what we have done to try to make sure that this training is more ubiquitous, especially to new employees, is we have a site, an internal site that we use called the Schrock Wiki. And what it does is it basically gives our employees specific instructions on how to do things, how to roll a warranty, how to install Sophos on an Android, how to do it on an iPhone because the process is different. We can definitely do this better. And I can agree 100% we can do this better in 2024. So Z-Dog, I've got that down as number 7, do a better job training employees on mobile Sophos installations. Better job training on Sophos mobile installs. Got it. All right. Thank you, Z-Dog. I appreciate it. We're going to take our final break of the program here, guys. When we come back, we're going to take a few more calls here before we wrap that up as well. And like I mentioned, we're going to tell you a little bit about the final Aftershock that's coming up, as well as wrap up the holiday special. And it could be for the year. I don't know how many we're going to sell in this coming week. And I want to make a brief mention about Schrock Business as well. We don't talk about that a ton on the consumer program here, but a lot of our consumer customers are business customers. They're small business owners that don't realize that Schrock has a specialized offering that is designed specifically for small businesses that can actually save your small business money over the consumer rates. Usually it's the other way around. Businesses get charged more because, hey, you're a business. You can afford it. Well, at Schrock, we kind of see the writing on the wall of what's coming for businesses in 2024. We want you to know that there's a way to reduce your business's IT costs. And we're going to tell you how to do it coming up next on Compute This.
There are enough unused computers in storage to give every man, woman, and child in the U.S. an old, outdated, and useless computer system. Obsolete tablets and smartphones are nearly as bad. Most people know not to throw them into the landfill where they leak and contaminate, but it's hard to find a place to safely recycle electronics. That's why Schrock Innovations offers free recycling for computers, laptops, phones, tablets, cords, and accessories. In fact, only monitors and printers have a small recycling fee. Everything else is free. More importantly, Schrock will securely delete any data from your devices and hard drives before they are sent to a certified recycling partner who will then repeat the wiping process just to be safe. When you recycle your old technology at Schrock, you know your identity and privacy are protected and your equipment is being actually recycled by a certified recycling partner. Schrock is proud to recycle more e-waste than we produce annually, making a positive difference to our economy and ecology. Do your part by dropping your old gear at any Schrock service center and be part of the area's largest and most popular technology recycling program with Schrock Innovations.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive.
You would probably rather drink the water at Camp Lejeune than get another call about the desperate need to renew your car's expiring warranty. Who actually responds to those calls? Everyone wants to play the warranty game where you pay money now just in case you need service later that everyone hopes you won't need or use. It's such a waste. It's no different with computers. Major manufacturers' warranties have more subscript crosses than a Sunday morning church service. Batteries are exempt, hard drives must be completely dead, and forget about anything that they can remotely claim as physical damage. That's why Schrock warranties are different. When you purchase a modular PC or a solid-state laptop and extend your warranty, we offer a no-risk, money-back guarantee. If you need the warranty, you will be thrilled to have it. If you don't use it, we refund your money automatically every time. That's right. We are so confident in the quality of our products that our extended warranties are refundable. Many Schrock customers use their refunds to purchase another warranty or pocket the savings and move on. We all know you'll need it to cover that expiring car warranty anyway. Schrock's refundable extended warranties. Just another way the Schrock Innovations Computer Company makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, guys, final segment of the show today. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate you being here, and these suggestions are amazing. This could have gone terribly sideways, but you guys are such great. I mean, the audience here is just amazing. It's just another example of something to be thankful for. The Compute This audience is truly unique. And I appreciate all the suggestions that you're giving us here. We've got 7 good ones so far. We're going to get some more coming here on the program. Let's jump back into those phones. Marie, welcome to the show. Do you have a suggestion about what we can do better at Schrock Innovations in the new year?
I don't know if it's going to be better, or even if you have such a thing on the refurbished computers, if you sell those, you know, and if they're offered.
We typically don't. And the reason mm-hmm. that in the past that we've not done this is because refurbished computers are built from components that have used up their lifespan, if you will.
Oh, I see.
And so we can put a computer together from used components and test everything and have it all come out 100% healthy. Have you take that computer home, and even if you put a 90-day warranty on it and you explain to the customer, this is a 90-day warranty, we don't expect the computer to work more than 90 days or we'd give it a longer warranty. It's a used computer. Buy at your own risk. If it does blow up at, you know, 120 days and the customer has to come back in and fix it, you know, literally I've had customers say, I spent good money on this computer and you sold me a piece of garbage. I'm like, well, in all fairness, we told you it was a piece of garbage when we sold it to you, but you bought it anyway. And that's not a great service answer. You know, having people upset with you is not a great service attribute. So we just typically shy away from it.
But what a cost of a refurbish, you could have a new one built at a spec that a person needs just for simple things and say, this is all I do. But that can be done at Schrock. Just have one built that fits the lifestyle of the person who's using it, correct? Size fits all?
No, not at all. We have a Goldilocks method we have a small, like a small, medium, large, and then so that's where we start. And then from there, we can basically make it into anything you want. But one of the things that we have considered doing is when customers recycle modular computers, the ones that we build, those are designed to last up to 6 years. And a lot of people don't keep them that long. So a computer that's designed to last that long, we could actually put an extended warranty on it. So you could purchase it. We could say it's got a 90-day warranty, but you can buy an extended warranty just like any of our other computers and then keep it under warranty. That is something that we have considered doing in the refurbished arena. We just haven't figured out a way to do it super consistently yet because – you know, when you're waiting, you don't know what you're going to have until you have it because you're waiting for someone to recycle it, you know, and that can be a challenge sometimes. But we'll definitely. But let me give you an example of one other thing. I just checked our specials page and I don't see it up there yet. But we had a customer who did a Freedom Modular purchase on a Gallant laptop. They had this laptop for a few months, but then they decided they wanted a holiday special. And so, you know, normally once you sign a contract on Freedom Modular, you got the computer for, you know, two years, 3 years. You know, it's your computer. But this customer said, I'd like to hand it back in and basically buy a holiday special from you. So we made an exception because that's what the customer wanted. So we've got this Gallant that has been in someone's hands for 2 months. It's by no means worn out, but it's technically not a new computer either. It's in new condition. It looks perfectly new, but we can't sell it as new because it's...
Well, it spun the wheel and went off the lot. There it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate it.
So we're going to put it up in our specials section. And this computer's in our Omaha Service Center right now. If you're considering buying it, that's where you would call today. We open at noon. But we're going to put it up for $200 off. So if you want to buy a Gallant laptop that is, you know, it's technically used, but it's almost like a display model kind of used... it's $200 off in the Omaha Service Center. And of course you can buy it.
The same warranty.
Yeah. And we can transfer it to any Schrock location you want, but that's the kind of thing we're thinking about for a possible refurb. But I'll put that suggestion down. Consider a refurbished program. What do they call it? A certified pre-owned program for modular
computers.
The
Goldilocks.
All right. Thank you very much, Maria. I appreciate your call today. One last call of the show. Tony, what can we do better at Schrock Innovations? Tony, are you with me? We lost Tony. Well, we tried. All right. So there's no winner to draw this week because we're not giving away $25. But everybody on hold, I want your suggestions. When we go off the air, I will get to you so I can get your suggestions and we can get you in for the T-shirt as well. People who are going to listen to the Aftershock, final one of the year, stay tuned for that. It's going to take me a few minutes to get it started because I'm going to take some calls here. But then I'll be with you just as quickly as I can after that. All right. Schrock Business. $425 per computer per year is what it costs you to maintain a computer with Schrock Business. It's way cheaper than having one service call from any other place in town. If you own a business, give us a call. We'll help you out. And we will see you again next week for another edition of Compute This.